You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
I'd like to thank everybody for logging in to Grudge Radio tonight. I'll be your host, Mick, and this is Tricky Ricky's show. Tricky Ricky, your mic is live.
Good evening, Race World. This is your host, Tricky Ricky. Thank you for joining me for another Thursday evening of Race Talk Radio. I would like to start. Shoot. Let me see where
Also, we also have Jay Barnes on the mic also.
Okay. All right. Well, good evening, Mr. Jay Barnes in the racing world. This is Jay Barnes, the president, CEO, and founder of Grudge Inc. How you doing this evening?
I'm making it pretty good. How about yourself, that Tricky Ricky?
I'm doing good.
What kind of show you got for us tonight? I know it's going to be something exciting.
Yes, it will be. I want to first start by running down the list of my sponsors who helped me out throughout the year. Wayne Rogers of Rogers Automotive, located in Chantilly, Virginia. He can provide you with all and any drivetrain needs that you may need help with or need worked on. He can be reached at 703-631-4242. Mr. Terry Samical, who is one of the leading engine builders in the Maryland area, located in Capitol Heights, Maryland. He can be reached at 336-3815. Chris at Ram Motorsports, for all your automotive needs, race fuel, nitrous parts, chassis work, fabrication, normal automotive repair. He can be reached at 240-417-5336. And Mr. J. Boss, would you like to speak on our sponsors for the show?
Tricky Ricky, you forgot one of your, you call that a lot of your sponsors, but you forgot one or two. That's your sponsors, and that's Grudge Inc. sponsoring you, and Jay Barnes sponsoring you.
Right, that's why I said that you want to go down the list of the sponsors. I was getting to that.
No, sir. I'm okay. No, that's fine. I hope that these gentlemen that sponsor you also will take interest in the Grudge Inc. magazine and the Grudge Inc. Pro Board, and not only support you directly in racing, but also support the voice that you have in the racing world also.
Yes, I'm getting in the board slowly but surely.
I understand. One question, I guess. Before you get too far on your show, how did you get the name Tricky Ricky?
That's a good question. I mean, it had been kicked around between Slick Rick and Tricky Rick. Actually, to be honest with you, a guy that I used to work for back in 2000 named Sonny Gray, who owned the transmission shop here in Landover, Maryland, actually called me that. And the name just stuck. And then throughout my racing, I am known to do some things that are tricky on the track. And so the name just stuck. So that's how a lot of people.
I always wondered, you always seem to be easy going and, polite, so that Tricky Ricky, I just wondered how did that come about, if you don't mind, let me ask you a couple of these questions that some of the other guys have asked me about you, Ricky, if you don't mind me asking.
All right.
Do you have one car or do you have two cars?
What was the first question?
How many cars you have, one or two, and what are
they? I own one car and I drive another car.
Well, which car is the one you own?
I own the Malibu.
Uh, come on, Ricky, tell me something about it. Is the Malibu is the one I take grandmama to the movies in, or, I mean, what is it?
No, it's a ladder bar back half Malibu, 3310 fires on. Same car. I asked Mississippi Joe would he run me with if I took my bars off and put 29s on.
Okay. It is a nitrous or turbo?
It's a nitrous car.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. You know, at some point he's gonna have to race you, so that ain't gonna be no issue. That's one thing when you're the champ. You know, you only act a couple of times, but at some point, that ladder start moving up, and you and his day gonna come.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
And which car do you drive?
It's the 1969 Camaro owned by a father and son, John and Dana, and Merlin.
Yeah, that's the one that's in the magazine. That's a nice looking car. I haven't seen your G-body yet, but that's a real nice looking car.
They both grocery getters. You know, one just look a little pretty than the other one. One a hoopty, but
I'm sure they get some groceries. I'm sure they get some groceries. But go ahead, man. What kind of show you got for us tonight?
I think I have a very interesting show. I do have, if you see the number, 410-5189. I have the people from Capital Raceway on to let us know what kind of event they got going on this weekend.
Your line is open.
Okay, this is BJ from Capital Raceway. I am the new owner of the new Capital Raceway, and we're going to be running our second weekend this weekend, starting Friday night at 4:30. The gates are going to open, and for Test and Tune. This particular weekend, we're just going to have Test and Tune this Friday night, but we're starting next weekend. We're going to put in an index race, a 580 index race, which is an eighth mile race that a lot of people have been requesting that I add to the program. And tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to open up at 11 o'clock with another Test and Tune, and we're going to have a gambler's race at 6 o'clock. And whatever the total amount of the money that comes up, the management of Capital Raceway is going to put $500 on top of it. And we will be playing a first and second place. And we hope to have a good turnout and for being our second race of the year.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. How much is the entry fee to spectate and to race?
The entry fee for Test and Tune is $20 to race your car, and for spectators it's $10. It's going to be $25 to get into the gambler's race, and you can enter a foot brake car or an electronics car in that race. It doesn't matter. If you want to put your money in there, you can get in there. So anything else?
Yes. Also, it has been brought to my attention. I don't know if this is a rumor or where it come from, but a lot of people have been calling and asking me, do I know anything about the track opening up on Wednesday? Can you shed some light on that?
We are wanting to do that. We have to close up by 10 o'clock, and we can only race cars that run through the mufflers on Wednesday night. We have to get approval from the community association, and we're trying to do that. So far, they haven't given us an approval yet. We're probably going to wait two more weeks. If we do not get the approval, we might just go ahead and race that Wednesday night, whichever Wednesday it is. We'll put it on the website and see what happens, because I don't think that they can keep us as long as we run through the mufflers. We're allowed to run 3 days a week. So it could be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or it could be Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's what our issue is, and we're going to try to do a Wednesday race in the middle of the week. We're also getting a lot of requests from people from the Eastern Shore about pulling truck pulling contests, where they hook a truck up one to the other, and and they try to pull the other one across the line. So far, we haven't picked a place where we can do that at our track, but that's something coming up in the future.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, interesting. All right. Well, we'll sit back and wait to get some more information on that Wednesday thing.
Okay.
I think that's about
that
all.
That 580 index is usually it's a 9-second car. So the cars that run 890 and 9 seconds and a quarter is about a 580 index in the eighth.
Okay. All right. Hopefully that explains that to some people who don't know what that equates to a quarter mile or eighth mile wise.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Harrell, I think that's all.
Okay, appreciate it. And be glad to talk to you anytime we can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mr. Barnes, I have a last week on my show. Last week on my show, I spoke about a gentleman by the name of Kenny Canfield, who passed, who had done some work on carburetors for racers in the area. His wife is on the line, 301-7139.
Okay. 301-7139, your mic is open.
Hello, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing, Miss Ernestine?
I'm doing fine.
That's good, that's good. I wanted to have you on because it was brought to my attention that you are still carrying on Kenny's business, as in the rebuilding of the carburetor. So I would like for you to let everybody know what's going on with that.
Yes, I'm still going. I'm going to continue to do it. It's just the same thing he's been doing all along, and I really appreciate everybody. So, I mean, I've done half of them for him, so it's no different.
Okay, so you already know what you're doing anyway. You're doing most of the work.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a number that you would like to put out for people to get in contact with you if they need your services?
The house number, 301-341-7139.
Okay. All right. And then I think that would be it. Again, just wanted to get that information out there. Also, you let me know that you have some stickers.
Yes, I have some
with Kenny's logo on it that people can get.
Uh huh.
How can we go about or those of us who would like to have one? How could we go about getting a sticker?
Well, if you're gonna be at Buzz Creek on the 27th, I'll have him with me.
Okay. So anybody who wants a Kenny Canfield sticker in remembrance of him can pick one up from you at Buzz Creek on the 27th of May.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I really appreciate it. Thank everyone.
Anytime. All right. Well, I'll let you go and get back to your work.
Thank
you. You take it easy.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Barnes. You there, Mr. Barnes? Okay. Maybe not. All right. Real quick, the only upcoming event I know of right now is the Mountain Motor Nationals at Buzz Creek, which is Friday and Saturday. Gates will open tomorrow, Friday, at 3 p.m. Folks qualifying, the elimination start at 7, and the entry fee for Friday is $20. Saturday, gates open at 9. Pro qualifying begins at 2. Full elimination start at 5. Saturday entry fee is $25, and it's $40 for both days. Kids 6 through 11, $5 per day. And that's all I have right now for upcoming events.
Rick, I'm on the.
I am on the line with you. I'm sorry. I had my line muted. We got Nick is actually running the board, and so he can talk to you, and he's got everything. He's running the board for you. But let me tell you this. You got a lot of callers. Well, you got a lot of calls, and you got a lot of people with their hands up. So they've been waiting for a while. I don't know at what point you want to get to them.
I'm getting everybody. I got my little process today.
Okay, go ahead. No, it's all on you. I just wanted to put that on your mind.
Okay. All right. Nick, could you open, what was his number at? 717-2710.
Okay. 717-2710. Your mic is now open.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hi, Eric, how you doing?
Not too bad.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we have Mr. Eric Bandrews on the line, who was the winner of the OPS race at Mason-Dixon, which Mick and Mr. Jay Barnes. Eric was the gentleman this weekend who won the Grudge, Inc. Last Man Standing Outlaw Pro Street belt along with the money.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. I hope we have some. It's good to meet you, this is Jay Barnes. I'm glad. How does it feel first to be the champion? Now, how long you got before you have to defend that belt?
Well, the 19th at Capitol.
I couldn't let him keep it too long, Jay.
Let's go and give him his props. So you're the champion for 2 weeks. We know you're the champ for 2 weeks.
I hear you. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
that's good to know. I hope you have. Do you have any pictures when they presented the belt? I hate that I couldn't come to get that those photos because you know, we want to put you in the magazine. Ricky, did anybody get pictures of him with the belt?
I would have to talk to my constituent, Larry. I wasn't able to make it to the race because it was an early race and I was stuck at work.
I got you.
So, Eric, did anybody take any pictures in the winner's circle with you with the belt?
Yeah, Larry's daughter took a couple back at the trailer. We didn't really go to the winner's circle because it looked like rain was going to happen, so we hurried up and tried to get back to the truck, you know. So they came down and took a couple with her cell phone. So we'll have to see.
All right. Well,
we want to actually get them, and hopefully – No, that's going to be the thing. Your name is Larry?
Eric.
No, his name is Eric.
Eric, I'm sorry. Okay, Eric. Now,
yes,
the thing that I want to know, I want you to make a prediction for me. Will you take the belt home in 2 weeks also?
I'm hoping. I am definitely hoping.
Who is the biggest obstacle you think you got to get over?
Ricky. Ricky in Houston. I got to admit, the wins we've had have been handed to us somewhat, you know, mistakes and slipping. My car is not the fastest.
That's racing.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Well, let me say this.
Okay.
Eric went through three rounds of competition that was tough. They raced during the day in the heat, but 125, 128 degree track temperature, I was told. And he was consistent all day long with his ET. So his consistency won him the race. In all honesty, the other guy did have a problem, but it was because he was consistent and battled through seven other races. So I would like to let that be known.
Yep, it's true. That's one thing. We're not the fastest, but we lay down the same pass every time. And it worked out for my advantage. Definitely did.
Well, that's it. And nobody laid down for you. So whatever it was, you earned it regardless. Nobody laid down for you. You know, nobody just said, here come Eric. Just let him go and make this pass by himself.
I'm just saying. I was saying for myself, Ricky, and everybody. Yeah, and I just laid down some good passes for myself, and I was happy for the first time out. We made a lot of changes to the car, and it worked.
What kind of car you have?
I have a 70 Camaro, Z28. It's got a blown 557 Donovan in it.
Okay, yeah, you made some nice passes, I'm sure.
It's a good motor. It runs every week. You know, it gets me there every week. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the 19th. But I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
You should be.
Well, I'm telling you,
Eric, don't lose the belt, Eric. Make sure you get it. Don't lose it, Eric. Hold on to it. You know, make a permanent spot on your ship for it and defend it. You know.
Boy, it would be great if it would happen soon. You know, this year, but I doubt it. Being a newcomer to the whole thing, you know, been watching these guys and I kind of like their style and what they're doing, so I figured I'm really, you know. Glad they invited me in, and it worked out for me first time out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have Mr. J. Barnes to thank for that beautiful belt you got around your waist right now.
Well, I thank you. I definitely do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been quite the talk. It's in here in the office, hanging up.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in and says, "What's that?"
Okay. Well,
yeah.
But 2 weeks from now, we don't want people to walk in and say, "What happened to the belt?"
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that. That's what everyone's going to say. I ain't afraid about it down at the track. It's what's going to happen after here in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get us some pictures for that. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying someone probably had me mad. But, yeah. No, hopefully Larry's got some pictures, you know, or somebody did down there that day. We'll have to see.
Yeah, well, Ricky, you gonna get us a picture so that we can kind of go ahead and get him a feature. But now we also need just to let you know, and we get on back to the show. We gonna need a little information on it to put in the magazine. You know, not only the fact that you won first time out, you know, with the Grudge Inc. Belt, but also, you know, we need some information about you and your car, and all, so that we can. If somebody can give us a little race report, we'll make sure we put it in the magazine, okay?
I hear you. Yeah, we'll hook you up with that. Yeah.
All right, now, Ricky.
Yeah, we'll get that. I'll get in touch with Larry and get that sent to you, Jay.
Okay.
All right, Eric, well, I ain't going to hold you. I know you're at work. Appreciate you for coming out. I look forward to getting that belt.
Yeah, I hear you.
Jay, let me also say this, Jay. Now Eric says he's worried about me, but I haven't been out yet with a car. So the guy that he raced in the final and another guy, both are Fords, I have to worry about them.
I hear you.
Because they are laying down some numbers that I haven't been. I know I can go, but I haven't been. So you know, I got my work cut out for me.
I hear
but
you.
But I plan on having the belt on the 19th.
Yeah. I hear you, Ricky.
All right.
Just remember, man, be consistent. That's the thing I'm finding. All the races I've ever won is for consistency, you know.
Yep. Okay. Mr. Larry Mack just sent me the text message saying, yeah, he got the pictures. So, all right, I'll get with you, Larry, and get the pictures to Grudge Inc.
Yeah, because we want to put it up on the pro board, and also everybody's on because you got a lot of listeners tonight. Anybody that if you want to hear the show again, it will be posted on the GrudgeInc.us board, and you'll be able to click on it and listen to it at any time. And if you know anybody who might want to listen to it, you know, it'll be there for a link where you can listen to the show in its entirety. It'll go on tomorrow about 12:00.
Okay. All right. Again, thank you, Eric, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Big shout out to everybody, and I hope to see you all soon.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right, Eric. Jay and Mick, I have one more person I need to get on before we can move on with my show.
Okay.
240-6437.
240-6437. Your mic is open.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, Mr. Vince Forkey.
What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing this evening?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Can't complain.
I hear that. Now, Mr. Barnes and the Maryland race world, some of you may know Mr. Vince Forkey from some of his professional driving days. Some may not. But Mr. 4K won the Outlaw Pro Street race at 75 and 80 Dragway Saturday. So Vince, can you give us a little info on yourself so people may know who you are? Some of us do, some of us don't. And tell us a little bit about the competition that was up 75 and 80 Saturday.
Yeah, we've been drag racing for a little while. Did a little pro stock racing for a short period of time. Had a little bit of success with it. Doing a lot of bracket racing. Got in drove in Barry Scott's 68 706 Chevelle. The car was a little heavy, but it handled good. Then we last year we got hooked up with Robert and Brock Crackett, and they got a real pretty 70 Chevelle, got a little 632 in it, but it runs pretty good. It's a nice little beast we're working with right now, and I think we can tune her up a little bit more. The track would hold some decent numbers the other night. It was actually pretty good, you know, considering the weather moved in and out. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that thing go some high 50s, low 60s. And but, yeah, 75 and 80 was really good the other night. Got to give a good thanks for Kevin and Lisa Stanley and the whole family for taking care of everything the way they did. And we almost doubled up the other night. My son lost in the final in the Impala race, and we won. So that would have been cool to have another double up like we've done before.
Okay, okay. Well, let me add by that. The 75 and 80 had a full A-car field, just as well as the Warriors race team up at Mason-Dixon. But the numbers at 75 and 80 were a little more stout. Mr. Dave Charlie took the number one spot with a 467. And it came down to the finals with Mr. Vince Forcade and James Houston, who I later found out had an electrical problem and his car wouldn't start. But Vince ran an outstanding 474 on a broke by in the final. So with that being said, I personally look forward to racing with you up there. Glad to see you back out. And see what we can do.
Well, let me add my little comment in there. Did you notice, is that how the Maryland races are? The Northern races are? They refer to a 632 as a little piece?
Yeah, I was getting ready to comment on that right after he said it, but I said, I'm going to let him go ahead and finish. But you see, all of us up here in the northern area got these little motors compared to them gigantors at the south.
That thing don't have a huffer on the top of it now.
No.
You know, I mean,
a 632,
a 632, we could turn left out of the racetrack and go up to the beer store.
Boy, that's a problem,
now.
Huh? Yeah, anytime people are referring to 632, they have to listen. That's the grocery giver. That's what you go get groceries with.
Yeah, I think we've taken that thing on, got a pizza before with it.
Well,
yeah, you know that. You know that them southern guys, man, they clown us with a 632. And I think
man,
that's one of the big reasons why Mississippi Joe keeps picking on Big Low.
Yeah, I think that thing...
Yeah.
For a little motor, that thing got a big heart.
All right. Well, Vince, I'm happy that you won. I'm glad that you were able to get on and talk about the event up there. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you at the next OPS race. Hopefully, you guys come down Saturday to the Capitol and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. When's the race at Capitol? In a couple of weeks?
That's on the 19th.
Yeah, I think we're going to be at the beach that weekend.
Okay.
It'd be nice to go down there and, you know, whoop all on a couple people if we could.
Yeah, with a little small 632s.
Yeah.
battle of the 632s. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Take care. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having us on. Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Jake, can I add one more comment before we go to the phone lines?
It's your show, baby. You call it how you want it.
All right, this past weekend the ADRL was in Maple Grove, and I'm only going to speak on the Extreme 10-5, mainly because I couldn't find any results for the other classes. But Mr. Chuck Osh of Mobley Motorsports took the number one spot in the Extreme 10-5 with a 390 pass for number one qualifier, but he was beaten in the final by Billy Glidden on a hole shot. Billy Glidden went a 386, and Chucky went a 385.
What kind of car Chuck Orson is driving now?
Chuck is in the Camaro. What is that? A 68 Camaro with a blow on it.
Okay. And is Billy Glidden still? I think Billy Glidden he finally went big block now though. Is it nitrous or is it supercharged?
I believe it's still nitrous, but I'm not sure. I didn't see a picture of his car.
If that's nitrous, that man doing some serious numbers with the nitrous motor.
Yeah, he is. Definitely is. And last but not least, Mr. Joe Carroll won the 580 index class of 75 and 80. Now, with that being said, that wraps up the weekend race report, and we can now go to the phone line.
All right. Well, give me 1 minute, if you don't mind. Let's pay a few bills.
All right.
If you let us do that and take a short break for the bill to be paid, then we'll come back to the phone lines and make it happen.
All right.
All right, here we go.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering...
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah, you're listening to Tricky Ricky, the Grudge Inc. Governor of Maryland.
Yeah. I'm going to take a few calls. I do have a topic for today. I didn't have one last week, but I do have a topic for today. But I'm going to take some phone calls since you say you got a lot of hands up. First call.
Yeah, go ahead. Mick's going to talk to you, Jerome. Go ahead.
All right. Area code 111. 111, your line is open.
Hello?
111, your line is open.
Okay, caller, whoever you are, can you hang up and call back because your phone is static and very bad. It's not even coming through.
All right. 443-7024, your mic is open. 443-7024, your mic is open.
How you doing?
Hello, caller. Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
This is Welfare Willie. I'm down here. I got a 68 Camaro, and I'm looking for a race. It's got small tires on. Anybody out there with small tires or a stock cylinder head? Hello.
What was your name?
Welfare Willie.
Welfare Willie. I like
Welfare
that name.
Willie. You got a Camaro with
yes, sir.
With a what in it now?
It's got a stock cylinder head on it with a small little tire on it, 10x28.
You sound like one of the New Jersey guys.
No, I'm not from New Jersey. I'm local.
You looking for a Mustang?
I'm looking for anything that's got a small tire on it with a nationally aspirated engine with a carburetor, you know, one of them things. And I'll run it.
Okay, well we're gonna see if we can find you something in that category, especially a silver Mustang of that nature.
I appreciate anything you can get. I prefer to run Camaro or Nova or, you know, one of them type of things, but like I said, I'm kind of local. I'm over here
local
working
on
one of the baddest Camaros that's in the area.
You're
working
on one of the baddest Camaros? Wait a minute, Jay. He said he's working on one of the baddest Camaros in the area.
That's right. Yes, sir.
What? Can you describe that car, sir?
Well, it's black. I don't want to give out too much information on it, but it is a black Camaro.
Yeah, you didn't give out too much information. You did not give out too much.
No.
What kind of car? what kind of tire does that black Camaro sit on?
It's on a 10-inch tire, but it's a W tire.
Okay. Okay. Does that have a little mold in it?
It's got a big block in it.
A big block. Okay. All right. Well, we definitely got to find you some action. Hey,
yeah,
Jay, that's amazing.
That's why I called in there. I heard that this is where I needed to try to find a race because I'm having a lot of trouble.
Well, this is the place to be, sir. Definitely.
And then anybody that comes to me wants to come with big tires and all this kind of crazy stuff, and you know, I just I don't know what to do when I get that kind of stuff. I just got a little street car.
Just a little street car, and you get nothing but big tire action.
That's right.
Wow.
It's unfair.
Well, Jay, we definitely got to find them some action, Jay.
We'll do what you can, all right?
Welfare Willie, don't go nowhere. You just listen, because I'm sure. But all
right, I'm listening.
Somebody going to want to try you. But now let me ask you this. We got people on the line from all across the country. So when you say local, you got to tell us where local is.
It's Bambrils, Maryland.
Bambrils. Okay, I can't pronounce that, but that's fine. but don't go nowhere. What we'll do, we'll leave his mic open and go to the nearest caller, because I'm sure somebody's going to want to try that small tie, little wonder.
I hope so. I really do. And I really appreciate what you're doing for me there.
All right.
All right, 804-7584. Your mic is open.
Ricky, Ricky.
80.
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
This is Big Gene out of Richmond, Virginia.
Gene?
Yes, sir. We got a street car for the young man just called in.
I knew somebody was gonna step up to the plate.
We got a 3,600 pound Chevelle on a 10-inch tire, mall block.
Welfare Willie, you hear that? Welfare Willie didn't hang up, did he?
No, he's still on the line, and his mic is open.
You might just hear Welfare Willie.
Okay.
Let me know
when you press one.
Welfare Willie, can you speak up for us?
Good, it's Welfare Willie.
We found
right,
you.
Welfare Willie,
you.
We got Big Gene on the line.
Yeah, this stuff's all new to me.
We got a 3,600 pound street car on a 10 inch tire with a small block in it.
You got a what now?
We got a 3,600 pound 68 Chevelle on a 10 inch tire with a small block in it.
Okay. Where are you from?
Out of Richmond, Virginia, but we come to Bud's Creek all the time.
Do you? Okay. What?
We're looking for something for that car on a 27.
It's got a 27 what?
No, we're looking to get up on something on the 27th in that race up Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, we can arrange that.
Well, Pat, well, you're getting what you asked for. I mean, the very first call is the man said he got just what you asked for.
Yeah, well, let's do it. What we got to do? Well, it's got a true 1028 tire on it. I'm game. Let's do it.
Well, that's what it's got on it.
Well, you don't ever get up Capital much?
No, we don't do a whole lot of racing up Capital.
No? Like on a Friday night or something?
No, we don't get up that way too much. We do spray that car a little bit.
You do spray it a little?
Yeah, we spray that car a little bit. So if you ain't looking for a little spray action, we probably... You got a big block of spark
pump. I spray it.
Okay. Yeah, we juice ours now. We got a little gas on it because we got a heavy, heavy car.
Yeah, like I said, honestly and truthfully, it's got a stock big block Chevrolet cylinder head.
No.
It's not
a
car head.
It's got aluminum head on it, but it's a small block.
Oh, I don't know. It's got a true 10x28 tire. It's not a problem.
It does. It's got a 28-10 50 on the back.
Okay.
This is what we'll do on that. Now, what day can we lock that race in? Now, Welfare Willie, let me tell you how it works.
You tell somebody what you need.
Now, he just offered you a race, and so what we do is it's up to you to lock it in, what date and what track.
Well, I would like to go Capital now.
Capital
on a Friday night.
I thought that track that you named earlier.
Gambrels?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up in Gambrels.
Yeah, that's just the area.
Okay. So we gotta try to get him up to Capital. Are you gonna go up and try him in Capital?
That's for the right amount of money we can.
What's the right amount of money?
We gotta go to Capital. Hold on, don't say no money. Let me put you in private and let the show go on. If y'all will, I'm gonna put you on private. Just hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on, and Trick Ricky, you
well
go ahead and hold the show.
Welfare Willie, you better have enough stamps in your pocket, damn it.
Go.
Okay. All right. Nick, you can take a. Wait a minute. Get Wicked Turd on. Okay, I'll address that in a minute. All right, John, I'll address that. Hold on. All right, Nick, you can take the next caller.
All right. 732-4557, your mic is open. 732-4557, your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Big Raj. What's up, Trick or Ricky? I'm just sitting there listening in, letting everybody know that the GRF will be at Buzz Creek, Maryland, May 27th. If anybody looking for action from the GRF, that's what we'll be. So just putting that out there.
All right, all right. Did you bring some of your compadres with you tonight, Roger?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just now locked in. Gene from Richmond, he's with us. So, like I said, we're looking for action of any kind. So if anybody out there looking for action, lay it on the table. We'll see if we can address it.
Okay. While I got you on the line, I was made aware of a situation that you and I'm going to get to this because John just texted me, said he wanted me to get Wicked Bird on the line. That you and him had some conversation, and you said that you would have several cars on the premises at Buzz Creek May 27th for his liking. Now,
yes.
I would like to say this. I was told last week that he was listening into the show and didn't chime in because he felt as though he would take over the show. And I thought about this all week after having a good conversation with a friend of mine of not giving him the time of day to say what he had to say. But I'm going to go against the grain of what my buddy said, and I'm going to give that man his time to shine. So, Wicked Bird, if you're listening, which I know you are, please press the one button. If you're not, please listen to me carefully. If anybody on this line has his number, please call him and tell him to call in so he can defend himself. I do not have his information for him to get on the line or for me to call him. So if anybody here has his number or Styles, if you're listening, press the one button. Roger, can you address that?
What are you referring to, Ricky? What part of it?
The incident with you having several cars that would be on the premises.
Well, it was brought to my attention. Somebody came to me and said that Wicked Bird had it out that he didn't come to our event, which he told me he was coming in Roxborough because he didn't have a locked in race, which that wasn't true because I told him he didn't feel he was supposed to race J.C. Richardson, and he was worried about whether Joe had his big motor in his car. Now, which Joe told him numerous times that his big motor was hurt, that it was in the shop. So at that point, I wanted the race to come because I wanted the people to see some good action. I told him and Joe that I would take the money out of my pocket to lock that race in. You know, so he was telling me one thing, yes, he's coming. Then he's telling somebody else, no, he's not coming. You know, so, and I'm a man of my word. As soon as JC pulled on the parking lot, I paid him that money, that park out money. I paid it to him. You know, so I did what I wanted to do. But being that I'm still hearing things over and over, you know what I'm saying, my name is being put out there on certain issues, I'm not going to ask him to come anywhere else. I'm going to bring the GRF to him. So I give you my word, there will be several cars on the parking lot sitting just like him, and he can pick which one he wants. You know, he don't have to come to me. I'll bring it to him. You know, and if he don't want to race, that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Either way, it's going to expose him for whatever he is. If he's a racer, he'll race. And if he's not a racer, you know the rest of that story.
Okay. All right. For the gentleman who just texted me, if I get him on, I will let you do that yourself. But this guy got some people that's after him some kind of bad. So again, man, if you listening, Wicked Bird, here's your time to shine. Press the one button and address these people that want to get at your ass. All right, well, Roger, hold tight for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not just addressed at him either. The cars that I'm bringing to Maryland, every last one of them are looking for action. I'm going to have, trust me, a nice group of GRF cars will be there, and they are definitely looking for action.
All right. I was trying to do this professionally, I just got a message that somebody's trying to call him and he won't answer the phone.
Are you shocked?
Wow.
Are you shocked?
Yes, I am. I am shocked. Because he told me that. He didn't tell me. I'm sorry. He said that he was listening to the show last week, and a fellow racing Big George, which I'm sure Big George is on the line. Called me and told me that Mr. Styles was doing a video shoot and all this other kind of crazy stuff at his shop and was putting it on YouTube. So I know he's out there listening. I just need him to answer the phone to defend himself. I don't want it to seem like we bashing him, but just want him to defend himself.
Okay, good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Roger Willow. Hold fast if you can, just mute your phone and we'll come back to you if we get some action on the line for you.
Okay.
All right. Nick, do you have anyone else?
Yeah, we have several other people on the line. All right. 301-4376, your mic is open. Who's calling?
It's DC Sniper calling in. Tricky Ricky, I like your show, man. I like what you're trying to do for Maryland. Maryland when we go down south, and there's a race report I want to give wasn't given.
Okay.
The results from May 12th. Sniper kills Mike Hill. Write it down. You already heard the results. You won't need to post it up next week.
Oh, my. Now, that's in Darlington, correct?
Darlington, Saturday. Anybody around Maryland needs to pay a few extra bills, come on down.
Get
in the pot because we got this man covered.
And whoever the GRF is,
Mr. Rog, I like what you're doing. If you got some nitrous automatic action at Maryland 27th, that's my hometown, I got to defend my hometown. So anybody trying to come in my hometown, my home track, they got to get raced.
Well, can I address that?
Absolutely.
Take a ride. Do you have anything for it?
Well, I'm glad you like what we're doing, and we will definitely see if we can get something there to oblige you, too.
Okay, nitrous automatic.
Nitrous automatic. Big tire, small?
Big tire, nitrous automatic.
All right, we'll see if we can oblige that.
No problem, buddy.
All right.
All right.
That's my
hey,
own
Matt,
track. I got to defend that.
Right, you might have to slide over and make a little room for us then, because we're making ourselves known, so you might have to slide over a little bit.
Matt Sweet is the champ, along with him and Mr. Dobbs and Mr. Tim Booth. They the champs right now. They on top. You got to come real strong if you're going to mess with the slide.
Well, that's the only way we come, you know. So you're really not telling me nothing I don't already know. And I give him his props, you know, but like I said, I got something in mind. We'll try to oblige him with that.
All right. Maybe next week on the show, we got some weeks before, and we're going into battle with two races down in Darlington this weekend. We got two locked-in races. And, Jay Barnes, let me ask you a question, Jay Barnes. I gotta put you on point tonight. I'm going to ask you a question. I'd like to see that Grudge Inc. belt maybe put up this weekend in Darlington. What do you think about that, Jay Barnes? We got six major pro mod racers down there. With three locked-in races, and we're claiming we'll race anybody in the house. You think that's a good time to come down and put that up, Jay?
Okay, Sniper, this is Mick, the host. We've seen him lost, Jay. I hope we can get him a call back in shortly.
All right, just Gunny picks, right?
No, this is
no,
Mick.
That's Mick.
Nate?
Okay.
Nick. Yeah.
Nick, I'm sorry, buddy. I wasn't
no
familiar with your voice. But if you talk to Jay, you know, he's got a belt that he was going to represent to the pro mod world. We want to unify them belts and once and for all have that settled. So there's a lot of action going down this weekend in Darlington. And
if he holds
I'm
tight,
hoping he's
going to
make it. Maybe he can bring it with him.
Okay. Give me a second. I'll see if I get Jay back on the line and see what he says.
All right, and Maryland, stand up. Stand up, Maryland.
Yes, sir. Okay, Sniper,
jump
off here. Mute your phone for me until we get Jay back on the line.
No problem. I'm muted. Later.
All right, thank you, sir. Hey, Mick, real quick before you get to Jay, can you open this mic, 804-3956?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. 804-3956, your mic is open. Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tricky?
What's up, Mr. MD, my brother from another mother?
Nothing much. I tracked Mr. Styles down for y'all.
Okay.
Mr. Styles, it's your floor.
Yeah, what's up, Rick?
All right, how you doing this evening?
I'm all right, 301-523-2865. What's going on? I heard y'all, my presence was asked for. Yeah, you're okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Some people looking for you to answer to some charges of them wanting to race you, Small Block O.
Take your time.
Said that he would like to lock you in for the 27th, 300 on 1,000 or better. And you have a couple other gentlemen on the line that want to get at you as well. So,
okay. Well, let me address Small Block. Let me address Small Block O's first.
Wait a minute, brother.
Go ahead. I mean, don't ask me 4 or 5 questions. Let me answer one at a time.
I'm not answering a question, man. Slow down, brother.
Okay. Go ahead.
Since you made the comment that you could take over the show, these same people still on the line and they still trying to get at you, here's your time to shine. You got the floor, sir.
All right. Well, as I put out that call out like I did before, they're not going to change the rules the way I made my rules to race, okay? I said that if they want to race me, my race was put up $200 to lock me in for our area trap on 500. They're not going to make me run for what I don't
have. Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
What's your area track?
Okay. Capitol, what? The Creek, and Colonial Beach. Okay, run that way.
Outside.
Did you get that, Rick?
Say that one more time. Your area track is what?
It's Capitol, Dutch Creek, and Colonial Beach. That's my area track. Now, I was in Colonial Beach. Small Block O's didn't come over and say now one word to me.
Hold on, Sal. Mick, can you open 540-7142, please?
540, what's the last four?
7142.
540-7142, your mic is open.
Okay, John, yeah, I'm here. Let Sal finish. Okay, go ahead, Sal.
I said I came to Colonial Beach on Saturday. Didn't nobody come to my trailer to run me. I came there with no lockout money, didn't go to Roxborough, and I ain't getting out one of them coming from them Virginia boys that I called out on my call out to come over and say, now, they didn't even say how do to me. And I was sitting there locked and loaded. The bad part about it, I broke on the test pad. They could have locked me in, but they didn't. Now, why
is that? Can I ask you one question, though? And I'm just being objective here.
Go ahead, Ben Jackson.
Now, you were there, and you say nobody came over to you, but right. You being the King Wicked Bird that you say you are, why didn't you approach anybody?
Wait, Rick. It's Hater King Wicked Bird. Don't forget that part. It's Hater first. What's the number?
Okay.
Hater
well,
King
why
Wicked Bird.
I ain't saying all that, but why didn't you address any of those people that you said you wanted to race instead of waiting for them to come to you?
Okay, well, I came in their backyard. So the hospitality should have been that they should have came to me. Like, they put it this way, Rick, they all had to come past my trailer in order to get to where their trailer was. I made sure I parked where everybody had to pass me like they had to pass go, pay before you go past go. You know what I mean? So my thing is, and John, no, his cousin was in my pit crew tuning my car. So I wasn't going to come until his cousin told me to come because I was going to sit at home. You know, but yeah, he didn't come over. He called me out and said that I better not come across that Maryland line and all that. I mean, come across that bridge. I came across that bridge and they didn't even say hi to me or thank you for coming across the bridge.
Okay.
And I was there at 11:03 and left at 7:45.
Hey, John, do you have anything to say to that, John?
Yeah, I got a lot to say about it. You know, him and Pete had a verbal lock in. So, I didn't know he was there until after it started raining. I did not see him there.
Wait, John.
I let you talk. I didn't know he was there. I didn't know my cousin was over working on his car. I didn't know any of that.
John, what was the verbal lock-in that him and Pete had?
The verbal lock-in, to my understanding, was 300 on the 1,000.
Is that correct, Sal?
No, that wasn't correct. Then if that's the case, then why didn't Pete?
Wait a minute.
It wasn't correct.
Okay,
hey,
Scott,
I'm
slow
sorry.
Down. Scott, slow down, bro. Slow down, slow down.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, go ahead, y'all.
I don't want to misquote him. You can get him on the phone, but I know they had a verbal lock in.
Okay. Go ahead with your story.
So, me or John? No, John was trying to. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
So, I mean, like I said, I didn't know he was there. I saw him in the lane. I don't know if it was right before it rained or when it was raining or whatever. That's the first time I knew he was there. But I made one pass on my car since I put the motor in. I was going to make one more pass and run short dog or whoever else. So it wasn't the fact that I was scared of him. I didn't even know he was there until, like I said. So I'm still ready for the 27th. I mean.
Okay, well.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Mick, do you see 804-0433? If so, can you open that mic also? Go ahead.
804.
Go ahead, Sal. Sal, go
ahead, Sal. I'm looking for a number, right? Rick,
hey,
for a second.
That's me.
Hey,
come
Rick.
On.
Yes, go ahead.
Rick.
Yes.
What's that number again? 804 what?
0433.
Hello.
No, I don't remember that checking on no 300 or coming across no bridge. No, you said, remember, I told you that. Wait a minute, B. You said I told you to wait until, because John didn't even have the motor in the car yet. And I said, wait until John get the motor in. Wait a minute,
B. You didn't even get it. We will get paid. Right. So I told you don't worry about that. We locked in 300 on the 1,000. I'm going to put 300 on top of the pot for your gas if you win.
Okay, let's say for sake of argument, P, let's say for sake of argument, you said that I was there. Did I not see you?
You in the staging lanes. I told John I bumped into you afterwards in the staging lanes. I told him I bumped into you. I saw you later on in the staging. I bumped into you. You spoke to me.
Right. I ran into you, and I let you know I was there. So we had locked in. We didn't race then, right? Because of what? What happened? Why we didn't race? Because
your car, you here already ran and broke. I knew you was broke. I saw you run. You was broke. I didn't even bother you because I only want your fuck up when I want to race.
Let me be the moderator here now. So, all three of you guys say y'all want to race. Can all three of you or any of you lock in the race for the 27th so we can cut this hoobla?
Pete, let's leave it at that, Pete.
Tell him, call him, man. Ain't paying a whole lot. Whatever you
want to
do, man. Let's just get it
over with. Okay, Pete, we'll do that. We'll lock that 300 on 500. And then if I come up with more than 500, we'll run for more than 500. But
all
right, we'll do that
fine.
Right now.
What time you want to do it? What time you want to be phase lane?
I mean, I don't know. What time is the track open? We're talking about the 27th. I'll be ready to come off the trailer, so it'd be on y'all. I'm always ready to come off the trailer.
Hey, John, you want to come off the trailer?
We can do that.
That's fine.
Okay,
hold on.
Right.
Let me give a pen. Wait a minute. Let me give a pen.
Okay, Rick, keep it down, Rick. I'm just ready to get this over with. Hey, I'm just ready to get it on so we start talking, buddy.
Okay. All right, let's off the trailer.
What y'all locking in?
We locking in 300 on 500. Like Pete said, I said when he came over to my buddy's cousin house, he said I verbally locked in with him on 300. The punk up money that I took from him in Richmond, it's locked in now. It's on your show. We locked in for 305. If I come up with more than five, we'll run for more than five. But we locked for 345. Is that cool?
John, that's cool, man. We just going to get it over
with. Yeah.
Okay,
then.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Delane, by what time you say, John?
7 o'clock.
We're running off the trail.
It don't matter what time I'm running off the trail, so if y'all want to do it when the gate open up, I'm ready to run when the gate open up.
That'll work.
No time to be in the lane.
No time to be in the lane.
We get there, we get the car stream, so it might be 11, 12, whatever, we just go get it over with.
All right,
that'll work. That's fine. That's fine. That's the trouble. You cool with that, John?
I'm cool.
Okay. I'm cool with that, too.
All right. Now, next.
Hey,
next
hold on, Rick. But since we're on the line, what time you want to get this Camaro race on? Since why are we talking about racing?
What Camaro?
With the back tire, y'all Camaro and I Camaro. What you gonna do with that?
What's Camaro? You talking to me, Pete?
Yeah, I'm talking to Rick.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'm talking to Rick. He know what I'm talking about with the Kenneth Camaro and y'all Camaro.
I prefer, and this is my preference, to run anytime after 6 o'clock.
So we can run,
I say 8 o'clock in the lane by 8.
All right. Hey, look, that'll be fine. The same lock in, the same pot?
Yeah, same lock in, 500.
Yeah.
500 or 2,000.
Yes, right. Be in the lane at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, in the lane. By 8.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
And yeah, that's locked in. And small block owes you on notice.
Man, don't put it on notice. Lock us in.
Hey,
nah, I'm putting them on. Nah, I got JC. So I mean, yeah, hopefully I get JC on the line.
Don't put it on
the
lock us in. We ain't
never scared. Ooh. Y'all scared, y'all been scared. That's why y'all keep talking. But right now let us pay a couple bills real quick and I'll come back and keep this conversation going. I got some other people that wanna lock in some racing also.
Alright.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuel delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, and we're back with Grudge Radio with Tricky Ricky out of Maryland, our Maryland governor. All right, Ricky, let's take a couple phone calls.
All right. Do you have that, 843-2754?
All right, 843-2754, your mic is open. 843-2754, your mic is open.
Sean. Hello.
I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know. If his line is over, he ain't listening.
708-1002.
708-1002,
your line is open. Yo, this is Leroy. What's going on?
What's up, Leroy?
Yo, what up, Chicken Ricky? What's up, J-Bars? What's going on, man?
All right, not too much. I don't think Jaden got on right this second.
Okay.
All right, Maryland area racing. This is a good friend of mine, Leroy. He's from Chicago, Detroit area. He's trying to come down on the 27th for a day after and get some action with somebody.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Oh, okay. All right, Nick, can you open 804-1541? Might have some action for Sean here. I mean, for my man Leroy. So, Leroy, can you give a little brief description of your vehicle?
69 Camaro. Got a W on it. And, with a big block nitrous.
Okay. John, that sound appeasing to y'all?
Yeah, we got a square tube. 68 big block nitrous.
You say square tube, what's that, like a chassis car or some shit?
Yeah, 2x3.
Okay, well, I don't know too much what that means, but, I don't know. I'm pretty much open. I ain't trying to make it difficult, you know. So, you know, what type of deal is? Yeah, I run an eighth.
Yeah, okay. Did you get Kenny on Rick?
That's what he was asking. Kenny number's 804-1541.
Mm-hmm.
804-1541,
your line is open.
Hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Kenny. Hey, Mick, try the 843 number again, please, 2754. Go ahead, Kenny, what's happening?
What's going on, Rick?
Not too much. I got a man from further up north that's trying to come down and get some action on the 27th.
What? Okay.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
Hey, the 27th is which? What day is the 27th?
That's on Sunday.
That's May 27th or?
May 27th.
27th to be. I got a race in Detroit on the 27th. It'll be kind of hard to make the race there.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm scheduled to race Sub Zero now.
Okay. Oh, who that? Yeah. Okay. What's going on, Kenny? Huh?
843-2754. Can you push the 1 button, please? Push the 1 button, please.
Yeah, Sean, if you did, hit the 1 button. Okay, what's going on with you, Kenny?
I'm here.
Kenny. Yeah, what's going on with
you? I ain't doing much. Just working on the car. Listen to y'all. I'm trying to get ready for you, Rick, on the 27th.
You should be. It's going to be a good one.
I'm trying to make sure I don't see them parachutes of yours and you see mine.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? It's only 8th mile. I ain't even gonna pull the purse, you know, Kenny.
I got you.
Yeah. So you ain't gotta worry about that. But you won't see the front end. But I won't pull the purse, you know.
Oh, before you said you're gonna pull the chute, or you gonna let me look at the mount or something? I knew it was something to do with the parachute.
No, that was the Malibu. That was the Malibu. You look at that. I got a sticker in the back one that say you lose.
But what else you got going on? Did you y'all get the race locked in with the what's his name? Welfare Willie?
I don't know. I ain't seen Gene. I just got on here. I was cutting the grass.
Yeah.
I don't know what Gene's talking about. He thinks that was in a private room or something. I ain't talked to him.
Yeah, that's you know, so you don't disclose money, you know, large money amount, stuff like that over the line.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. So hey Leroy, when you think you can make it down here to get some of this action?
I guess I could, I'm going to try to go to the zoo. I'm going to try to go to the zoo June 9th. So either before or after that, like, you know, I think they said something was going on the 2nd in Mars, Michigan,
really?
But I don't know. I don't have nothing locked down for then. Like, right up around then, I could try to come or after the zoo in Georgia.
All right, that's on the 9th, right?
Yeah, June 9th.
Okay. Kenny, would you be willing to entertain my man Leroy here?
Yeah, we can. Where is he want to do that now? June 9th? Where?
No, he has a race down in Macon on the 9th, so he's saying anytime after the 9th.
Okay. Yeah, we can entertain that.
I want to hear.
Okay, hey, my car is on YouTube. Is there any way I can get a visual of your car?
Yeah, it's mine's on YouTube too, but it's a different color now. It ain't the same color. It's bad. I painted it.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey,
I painted.
Wait a minute, Kenny, are you okay with me sending him a picture of your car?
No, I'm fine with that. You can send it to him.
Leroy, I got a picture of his car. I'll send it to you.
Okay, all right,
come on, y'all.
The only thing changed on my car.
Down one, y'all watch the vampire movie.
Hey, whoever that is talking out of turn, can you mute your phone, please?
The only thing changed on my car is the front end. I just cleaned it up a little bit and painted it. That's pretty much it, but it's the same car.
Okay.
Now, when you say it was a back half, right?
It's like tube chassis, whatever.
Oh, you just got the little 1 foot chassis in front.
Yeah.
You got full mileage. You got full mileage disguising as a back half. I got you.
No, you know I ain't gonna my car is on YouTube and you can look at it. I can tell you what they're going to. If it look like a pro mod to you, it's really not. It's not going to look like that to you because it looked just like a back half. Because the only thing I did was put another front end on the car. That's pretty much it. Other than that, it's the same. You know, it ain't no pro mod shit. I ain't even getting it like that. I just got my last race. I got whooped. I raced prime time with a Mustang. I gave them a break and they caught. I never caught them. So that's that. You know, I couldn't catch the small block. You know, but hey, it's all good.
Yeah, they got a bad small block.
Well, I couldn't catch the motherfucker either. So I think if I had a baby. I think if I had a baby pro model, I'd have caught the motherfucker. You know, but
oh, right,
I'm just trying to, I ain't trying to come out and put no tricking down or no shit with no overkill or no shit. I'm just trying to get out here and have some fun.
Hey, overkill, that's one of my racing friends right there, overkill racing.
Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
When Kenny come by, you just do me a favor. Look in the back window. You probably don't see
Pete, he's not going to come past me, Pete. I'm trying to tell you. I wish I'd stop saying that. You're not going to see around the front of that black Camaro, man. It's not going to happen.
I bet you tell somebody what the GIF sticker looks like when he come back. I bet you tell somebody what a GRF sticker look like when he come back. That means you'll be behind him.
Well, I don't have one, so
I know. I know you don't. He got one. You're going to see it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We're going to show it to you in person.
Then you're going to show it to me when you got it in your hand before you put it on the car, because I ain't going to see it going down the track.
Boy, this race ain't coming fast, you know.
Right, it ain't.
The 27th is going to be a good day.
See, look, this right here, this like that old time when you was a kid. You know you messed up during the day, and you just know your parent going to get to your behind some point in the day. You just don't know when it's coming. That's what this is right now.
Hey, can we get Chris on?
What time is it?
Man, y'all leave that man alone, man. Hey, man, we got enough going on that day, man. Gene, you got to take the Chevelle over track now. I don't know what Gene got going on.
What does Gene got going on with my Chevelle now? I don't even know what's going on. I'm cutting the grass.
Don't even worry about it, but leave it.
Okay.
Has Mr. J. Barnes joined us again yet?
No, he's not back on the line yet, Rick.
Okay, do we have any other hands up right now in the queue?
Yes,
I got
sir.
My man Sean.
Up right now.
I got Sean on the line. He's saying he can't get on.
All right. What's Sean's number?
843-2754.
Tell Sean to press the 1 button.
Okay. He said he pressed the 1 button. Okay. Take the next caller in the meantime.
Please. All right. 912-4274. Your mic is open.
Man, well, this show it's a good show, man. I'm enjoying myself. This Dolomite, what's up, everybody? It sounds
hey,
like you boys rocking in a lot of races, man. I might need to get up there and get some video from me.
Yeah, you got to, man. Bring that car back up here so Mr. Lee Wilson can check it out again.
Yeah, I wish I could make it up there on that 27, man. I really would love to come up for that race. Maybe I can get something locked in, but I ain't going to be able to make it in May, June, looking a little strange for me, too. But, hey, man, I'm enjoying the show. I just wanted to come on and let everybody know and get my support to Tricky Ricky. Matter of fact, this has been one of the beneficial grudge shows in a long time, man. Y'all locking in a lot of races. I'm glad to see it. And I'm sitting back enjoying myself, man.
I've been advocating on the boards, man, that it is a lot of racing that go on here in Maryland and the Virginia area. But because it's not publicized, it's not put out there, a lot of it not put on YouTube, you know, people don't know what we doing up here. So anytime somebody say something about racing in Maryland, it's always, oh, y'all ain't doing that, y'all need to come south. Why is it that we always had to ride south when we got a lot of action going on here? The south need to come up here and bring that action. So
there is some action going on here,
and now people can hear that it's a lot of action going on here.
I gotta admit, man, it's a lot of guys locking in. So it sounds like that 27 race is gonna be one hell of a race, man. That's for sure. If I wasn't gonna be down in Arkansas for a family reunion, man, I definitely would be up there. I'm just putting that on the internet so everybody can see that the racing is going on in Maryland. So
well,
I'm enjoying it, man. I'm sure gonna spread the word. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you coming on and speaking your piece and letting us know that you're enjoying what you're hearing. We all wish that you could be here. You do have some very good video footage of races that you do. For anybody who don't know, you can check Dolomite out on YouTube and check out his quality of video footage that he do. Dolomite, could you give the people that what to look up on YouTube to check out your videos?
Sure. If you go on YouTube and you type in all together, The Terminator 1963, it'll be 206 videos for you to look at it. Some of them are over 2 hours long or right at 2 hours long. So you get a chance to see, a lot of grudge racing. You get a chance to see who's who down this way. And, if you're able to get in where you fit in, that works too. Or you can give me a call and I'll get any DVD out to you. Pretty much all the races down this way. My number is 912 977 4274. They called me Dolomite, and I did buy one of the Maryland cars from Lee Wilson up that way. I bought his old car, and we're trying to get it out, but I'm having a lot of problems, technical issues, nothing with the car, just with the setup. So we're getting it together so we can try to chop some heads real soon. But Trigger Ricky, man, I appreciate you allowing me to do that. And like I said, if anybody want to see anything going on down this way, any of the races down this way, 90% of the time I'll be there and be getting the footage. And we definitely going to have to get up there and get some Maryland footage and show these boys what Maryland and, you know, and that Northeast area is doing, because it sounds like you boys are doing it. I want to see Wiki Bird. Make sure you tell me if Wiki Bird locked that race in and he raced. I want to see. I sure wish I can get him on the footage, too, but I want to see Wiki Bird lock somebody in and race. I want to see it myself.
Okay, well, we're gonna try to make that happen. From my understanding, IndyCut is supposed to be up that day filming a race. So, one way or the other. Hopefully, we get some good video footage of what's going on, and I'll make sure if he is to definitely get that lock in on camera.
That's what's up right there. Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to get on out of the way. I'll mute my mic for y'all. And I'm enjoying the show, Tricky Ricky. One hell of a show, man. One of the most lock-in shows I've seen in a long time. So keep doing what you're doing, my brother. I just wanted to give you some support.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Dolomite. All right, I'm going to try this one more time. Nick, Sean said he done pressed the one button again. He's trying to get somebody's attention.
Yeah, he's pressed the one, but here you go. 843-754, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Tricky Ricky?
Hey, Sean, sorry about that complication. But what you got going on, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. Going to go into battle as Pro Stock Joe says with Short Dog this weekend. Hopefully we can come out on top. You know, just going out here to try a little something, have some fun. Hopefully that won't be the only race for the weekend, you know. I'm still looking for this weekend, and I'm trying to come up to Maryland on the 27th. So I'm looking for back halves, possibly on 10-5s, pro run, big time, pro run, little tires. Hello?
Who is that?
Hello?
Is Gene still on the line? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Sean.
Oh, okay. I heard somebody dialing the phone up.
Me too.
James on the line.
I'm looking for LaQuisha.
Looking for LaQuisha.
I
don't know who that is. You got the wrong show. Gene was on the line, and he was talking to Welfare Willie, and he told Welfare Willie that he had a Chevelle,
a small block Chevelle, that he was trying to lock some action in on with on the 27th. And you said you got a buddy with a stock suspension, street legal Mustang,
right?
With a 16-year-old driver that's looking to do something,
right? Exactly.
So if we get Gene back on the line.
Or
anybody else that want to lock in with a stock suspension small block, that would be nice.
Hey, Kenny's on the line, Rick. That's Kenny's call.
Oh, okay. Kenny, what, you want to do something with that Mustang?
Well, I wasn't planning on bringing my car, Rick, because I got to drive Gene's car in to bring my Camaro on the 27th.
Okay, all right. Okay. One of them got 40 calls. Nick,
I need.
Nick, do you see?
I can't. You say that again.
Do you see a 240-8003 number?
Two four zero eight what?
8003.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm sending you something over. I need him on the line. It's about his time. Also, Racing Jason, if you want, you can press the 1 button.
We have a bunch of racers with their hands up right now, Ricky.
Okay, you can go ahead with the call. You might be on
3-4-4-5-2-2. Your mic is open.
4-5-2-2 is my mic open.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's open.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought I had to be a name brand to get on the show. What's up?
No, I never need to have to be a name brand.
Who's I'm representing GRF. This Mark. What's going on?
Oh, Marcus.
I've been sitting here with my Hennessy on rocks. I'm listening to the show, and I'm listening to it. Hey, I like your show. Let me tell you like that. I like the show, but you got a whole lot of clowns on here, just like your man Wicked Bird. He want to be somebody. He want to be made famous. MD, he want to be made famous. Get somebody on here that want to race, man.
Wait a minute, now, Mark.
I've been listening to this show. I'm not really commenting because my stuff ain't ready. When I'm right, I'm going to come out and I'm going to come correct, man. I'm just here listening to the show, having a good time. But it's all about racing, right? If you don't have the money to lose, just cancel it. Ain't nobody going to feel bad about you or talk trash about you. Hey, I've been sitting here in queue, I don't know how long. But when I do get ready, and I hope I'll be ready for the 27th, even if I don't have anything locked in, I'm going to be in the house. Big time, big block, that's all I'm doing. Or do you want me to bring my 6 cylinder? Just tell me what you want me to bring.
Well, look here, Marcus. Well, since you brought up the name Mr. MD, he has just alerted me to open his mic now.
I don't want you to open his mic because he want me to make him famous. He's a nobody. You know what I heard? I heard MD don't even have a car.
Wait a minute.
Boy, trust me.
Marcus, your mic is back open.
We don't have to say that. We're not going to see what we did last year.
I ain't no clown.
Lock your ass in right now.
While we're on here with everybody, tell the world what I told you. I would never call you again. You are the clown.
You brought my name up. I'm ready to lock you in for the 27th. 5 and 15. In the lane by 8 for the 27.
Are you going to show up? Did I just say I'm on here for the world? You said you don't care how I come. Didn't you just say you don't care how I come? Retract your statement, homeboy. Be real.
Well, I mean, I'm about to say you say
don't
you're
care
coming with
how I come. Ain't that what you said?
As long as it's your blue Camaro, I'll lock you in. Did everybody hear what you said?
Now, don't go with the
blue. As long as it's your blue Camaro.
Let me tell you how bad I am, MD. I will run you in front of your house. That's how bad I am. But everybody heard me say I don't get on the mic unless I'm right. And that man told me he didn't care how I came. Ain't that what he said? That's your buddy. That's your friend. You be honest about the situation. He said he didn't care how I came.
I don't care how you bring your blue magic off the 20. Man, let's lock that shit in, man. Let's blue magic and lock your ass in. 5 and 15 to 20-something, being in lanes by 8 mile pro trip. You got to sit and discuss this shit all night long.
No.
Put the 10 pies on it. I'm on your head up with that pro mod. Come on, that you got with that big ass motor.
I ain't got no fucking pro mod. You can kiss my.
Hey, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, you
I don't have
sorry.
A pro mod. I got a back half car. You know it, and everybody else know it. I pull the front end off, and everything is. You can cry that sad ass story to somebody. That's tricky. You ain't that damn tricky. You can cry that story to somebody else, and so can he. You pull your
right.
front end
well,
off.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Car, and mine is too. You're scared.
Right, well, when you go, when you gonna be? When you gonna? When you gonna be ready?
Ain't no shame,
I got somebody that run one you right now.
Ain't
when
no
you gonna
shame,
be ready?
Man. I got somebody too. I want
but,
you.
You just want to talk right now, so we gonna mute your mic. Miss,
yeah.
Can you open you said in the cut on?
Yeah, in the cut is on.
All right, go ahead, cut. How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Not too much, brother. How you doing this evening?
Hey, man, I just been listening, trying to see y'all gonna really do something on the 27th, because I'm gonna be there. I don't want to be videotaping for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, it ain't gonna be none of that. I mean, with some of us, you might be video for nothing. But I'm sure you can determine that when you get around the crowd. But for the rest of us, yeah, we doing something.
Cool. And you know, my man Sean, he on the phone looking for some action. What about some of them backhand boys that's arguing with each other? Try to get Sean
just,
in and start wrestling.
That's what I was
point.
Just
let
trying to tell.
Finish.
Go ahead.
This is the thing. I want y'all team up and get this guy coming from out of town.
That's what I was trying to get across to Mr. Marshall. Say that one more time.
Who got
a... I couldn't hear you. Somebody with that background noise, can you mute your mic? What was that you said in the cut?
No, what I'm saying is this dude Sean, him coming from South Carolina with a back half car, and he's saying, you know, why don't y'all boys from the Maryland, Virginia, or whatever team up, And running back home.
Monday's usually Memorial Day, right?
Okay, mute your mic, Miss Memorial Day, please. Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do. But you know, that's what I was trying to say to Marcus. You know, the man was trying to get a race.
I cast on 10-5. Not dare Marcus to bring that blue magic Camaro to Bush Creek on the 27th. I'll lock his ass in there, 5 and 15 or better. Do his ass on the
27th.
We got to talk.
Oh, we got somebody trying to come from out of town. He wanted to try something too. And he a Camaro is an older one, back half on 10-5. Big block of money.
Yeah. I don't really lock in cut on cars that I don't know. So, you know, that's a little bit early, you know, to make that conclusion. But, you know, my focus right now is on Martin.
It ain't Michael Martin, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's just
like,
a regular
10-5 in the blind.
And the trick.
All right, Cut, well, your advice is taken very highly. Again, I still am trying to get Marcus some action. I mean, not Marcus, Sean some action. So I'm working on it.
Okay. You know me, I'm just checking. There may be a few others, man, so that's why... You know, I'm glad y'all boys trying to get something going. I'm desperate to be there. Here, any way I can help, y'all let me know. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need a DP man, I don't mind. I'll be there. I'm willing to do it. All I need to know is who trying to race, who trying to lock it in, and the stipulations.
You would definitely be searched out, brother.
You know, all these guys is locked in. You know, you got to make them stand behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's why I just
they
said you would definitely
behind.
Look for. You would definitely be looked for. All right, Cut. But if you don't mind, I think I got somebody else that wants to try to lock in the race. So if you can, if you're going to stay online, can you just mute your phone and we come back to you?
No problem, man. I'll do that.
All right, thank you, Mo.
All right.
Hey, Mick, can you Yeah, 202-7381, open.
202-7381, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, Trigger? It's Big George.
Hey, what's up, George?
Hey, you ever find out about that no time they're going to have down Capitol and all that kind of situations?
Actually, I didn't get to talk to BJ long enough Friday while I was there, so no, I didn't. But I'll be at the track tomorrow myself, so just find me in the pit somewhere, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, well, I want to get a Kenny, the person on the park. I wasn't able to meet them down in the creek, down the beach. But one thing I don't do is those races. I will like to run you. I will be up Capitol. I got one race left tomorrow, Capitol, my van tour. And I would definitely like a line of race up to you. I think you owe me that, and I owe you that. And I don't think you can beat.
Yeah, we can lock it in. I don't have a problem with that. I just got to get a time and a date and a place, and I'm in.
Okay, well, I use it every Friday. Every Friday, I will be racing at Capitol. Every Friday. As long as I got breath. Yeah. You got somebody you really get out of the way, Pete. It's going to be a hard challenge this time, champ.
Hey, listen, guys. I don't want to cut you off, George, which I'm not going to, but I've been informed we got like about 12 more minutes, and I got 7 people with their hand up. So let's run down the call list real quick and try to keep it moving. I believe once everybody is on the line, once 10 o'clock hit, nobody will get cut off, but we can stand for the 27.
I'm trying to get you there, that he's jumping all on style. I mean, I'm tired of Virginia boys. They getting out of hand, man.
Okay, so maybe you ready to lock in right now?
No, I ain't locking. I'll be on, you know. I will lock in.
Hey, Rick, we ain't locking. We got 5 races locked in already.
Hey, but Pete, you know, man, you supposed to do something anyway. We supposed to race on the
Man, we gonna get that on, but right now we got 5 races on. We got retired for regular reasons. I'm retired, man.
I want a blue Mustang. We the Grand on the blue Mustang. It's on. Who's over that?
Yeah, we still get that on. Come on, you know there ain't no problem, man.
Well, I was trying to do it Sunday, but you know what I'm saying? The rain killed that, man.
Hey, listen, with that being said, I don't want to cut y'all off and make sure y'all stay on. Let me get these other 6 calls and then we keep on going.
All right, cool.
Okay, Mitch, go ahead. Hey, Lamar, get your mic for me. Get your phone for me. I'm sorry.
All right. 202-6085. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
What's up, Mr. Ralph Hill?
What's going on, man?
You tell me what the Alley Boys got going good.
I'm just checking in. I was hoping you'd get my man Chris on the line. I know he's in the queue waiting. Because Pete keep asking for that action, and we trying to give it to him. Bam.
Okay, hey, Mick, do you see 240-8003?
Hey, look, hey, you know what's funny? Now, we got 5 races locked in. Now, everybody wanted to run us. But we got, because everybody know we already wrestled.
Well, hold up now, Pete. Now, you can't say that. Now, you've been calling the man. And
hey, hold on.
You,
Rick, we've been trying to race for the last month now. All of a sudden, they want to reach. Hey, Pete,
you got another
car,
man.
Come climb on a Trans Am.
Tell what?
Tell Pete I said, let them boys come climb on a Trans Am. As far as I know, we ain't got no rock in for that.
No, now you guys agreed. The car that's going to climb on the Trans Am is going to be my car. As soon as it's finished, hopefully by the 27th, I will climb on it.
Yeah, right. You offered the Trans Am the brick, so we still got it.
Look, and you asked me if you could take the motor out of the black car and put it in a Trans Am.
Hey, we ain't doing none of that. Just give it the brick like you said, or you got to read. You got to talk about it more.
You give Chris Butler a fair race, and I tell you, the 27, we coming at you.
Well, Ryan, the man got a man on the phone, said just like y'all looking for a race. He ain't got that one, so go and talk to him.
you know, we want to be smart about the situation. We got a Chevrolet head motor. He's probably got a Pontiac head motor. It don't make sense to step up like that.
We even talking with him. I think the man got a man on the phone with a back ass tip by like y'all. Y'all can talk to him for reason.
Wait a minute. So this ain't gonna go nowhere. Now, I'm gonna say this.
So if Sean looking for a race, he said like them, they can go race him.
Sean don't sit like us. Sean got Chevrolet head motor on it.
Man, I don't know what he got. I know he got back half 10-5.
If he got Chevrolet head motor, we'll run it. Back half 10-5.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, Ralph. I got four more callers in 7 minutes. Let me get these four callers and just keep going. Next call, Mick.
All right. 240-4743. Your mic is open. 240-4743. Your mic is open. Okay, next caller. 804-5399. Your mic is open. 804-5399. Your mic is open.
Hello. Anybody there?
All right.
Okay.
843-2754. Your mic is open.
Yo, I'm back on. I got cut off some kind of way. This is Sean.
Okay. Sean, do you have a Chevrolet head motor that you bringing up here?
Well, man, all I'm telling you is that I got a back half on 10-5 with a big block Chevrolet. How are you sitting? Your back half on 10-5 with what? Big block, small block?
Their stipulation is that there's a back half Camaro. Big block, but it's a conventional, you know, Chevrolet head motor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to run a Pontiac headed motor.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, that's not what you have. Just hold tight on the line. I got a couple more calls, and we're gonna keep rolling. Mick, can you get to the next call?
All right.
0248. Your mic is open.
We are sorry. The number you have called is not answering at this time. Please try your.
Who's that?
I don't know. I need it. It's called 347-6781. Your mic is open. 347-6781. Your mic is open.
Hello, caller?
No caller.
Okay. Hey, Mick, can you call that 240 number that I sent you? Or is it too late?
Wait a second. 540 number.
Say that again.
503-693.
I still couldn't hear you. It's like a delay in what you're saying.
Five four zero three six nine three. If you would press the 1 button. All right, go ahead, Tricky.
Okay. Is he on?
No, he's not on.
Okay, and you still don't see the 240-8003?
Yeah, his mic is open.
Mr. Butler.
Yes, sir.
About time, buddy. How you doing, sir?
And I've been off, I don't know how long.
Well, you know, a lot of people got a lot to say, and I ain't running the board, so I don't see all the calls, but you on now. Can you address these allegations of the Virginia boys?
What about them? Talking about Sweet Pete.
He say you ducking.
I'm ducking.
That's what he said?
If he make the race right, I'm ready. But I ain't running no Big Chief, Big Tire car. Not no hands up or nothing like that. But he make the race fair, I run him.
Hey, Rick, keep on moving. Go on to the next one.
Okay.
We ain't even talking about that no more. Hey, look, let him negotiate with Sean. They said this. They said it like, let him negotiate with him.
Okay, all that.
What's that about?
I think you need to get a good man looking for a race. Hey, y'all can talk about something. We ain't got nothing to talk about. Call them sound like they ain't gonna agree on nothing. So
would that be a race you willing to entertain?
What did
I said, is that a race that you willing to entertain?
I hear him. What do you have? I was going in the building. What did he say you had?
Tell him again, Mark.
69 Camaro. Back half car.
What kind of motor?
Got a big block, Chevy, 1.4 barrel with nitrous. My car got the factory floor pans, all original glass, steel doors, heavy car.
Conventional head?
No, it's a big chief.
Hello.
Now you got a heavy car. But the car's heavy. No wheelie bars.
I consider that.
What's your car weigh?
What'd you say now?
What does your car weigh?
3260.
All right. All right, look, I ain't gonna lock nothing in because, like I said, I ain't seen none of these cars, but I'm coming up there on the 27.
All right, well, we can work something out.
But like I said, my car's got all the original door panels, the windows roll up and down, windshield, all glass. It's a true back half car.
All right, that's a good possibility.
All right.
Money.
Okay. Yo.
Tell me this. You said you got one carburetor, face my head, big block.
One carburetor with a big key head.
Okay. What type of race would you be looking for if it doesn't have a Chevrolet head on?
I mean, I'd have to look at the car. I mean, my car ain't been out the trailer in 2 years.
This is the car with the wheelie bars on it, correct?
It ain't got no wheelie bars. I can put some on it, but I can run it without them.
I was trying to get a hold of the guy that was talking about the factory GM head or something like that, or Chevrolet head or something. I think he said he had a back half with wheelie bars, 10.5s on it.
Yeah.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Chris Butler.
Who?
Chris Butler.
Chris, yeah. So Chris, what
carburetor? Two carburetors.
What if I said it with three carburetors? What would you do then?
He want the brake, man. He want the brake.
He want the brake. Hell, everybody want the fucking brake. No,
well,
that's not happening yet.
I ain't asked for no brake.
I thought maybe he was going to get that car with no wheelie bars to break or something. Like, he didn't even want to get that car to break, so how in the hell am I supposed to give him the brake?
I ain't said nothing about that.
Please tell me not to break.
It got to be the brake.
Not
going
to happen.
Told you.
Not going to happen.
He old school, Chris, but he got a huff up in there, so he ain't that old.
Yeah, he's going to buy a food and eat a damn clown.
Yeah,
bro. Nah, ain't that
exciting
about me, bro?
Yeah, don't mean we don't get around something all them places.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, don't let them fools talk. You better run them fools, man. Right?
Hey, watch. Don't use the N-word on the line, George.
Oh, okay.
You can't.
Man,
hey, George. I'm trying to get in their ass, but they don't want to act right.
Man, they like
big motor, we got a convention ahead.
Man, don't nobody care what he got. Man, run him, man. Tell him
win. Listen to this man and tell him to bet with you when you run me.
Yeah, and I'm running myself. You ain't know about man, look. I'm the most technical bar racer there is, and it's day and time.
Hey,
but what you
hey, my man. Hey, my man.
Yeah.
Hey, calm down. Stop screaming.
No, that's just a hype, champ. That's how I am.
You're
getting
excited.
I am excited. I wish I had a woman beside me. I'd be better, but this racing, this is how I am. Everybody know me. I ain't on
screen. I tell you what you do.
come to Dawson this weekend and watch the clinic.
Man, I don't want to watch no match.
And since you still talking, why don't you come to Dawson this weekend and bet your money?
Man, look, man, I ain't got down there yet.
Get down here.
Yeah. Hey, look, don't let him talk to you like that.
Hold on,
I got a stock suspension car. A stock suspension car will run anything you got. I don't care if it's a big rock, a wrestling head. I don't care what's on it. As long as it's a stock suspension.
You said, what? That's your race for your Mustang. You said you got a stock suspension what? Big block, small block?
I got a suspension, 3,700-pound car.
I ain't asked you about the weight. We don't worry about no scale in South Carolina.
We don't worry about nothing.
Big block, small block.
I'm a small block. What difference do I make what I got? Long as you're a stock suspension, and you sit like I got two seats in my car, radio and everything.
Okay, that's what you got. I understand. My man got a stock suspension Mustang, 23-degree head, one system. What can you do for it?
I said, be low. Run a quarter?
No, he run an eight.
Okay, well. Be like a good girls race, a flip for it. I try you all day long. As long as you flip that lane choice, and where we go at?
I'm talking about my car now, because, see, you told your man to go ahead and run me, so you need to push your man up and go ahead and run me.
You sound like a champ.
What is making it right?
Give us the break.
Shit. You can't find a pro mod car to give a back half car a damn break. You ain't been on Grudge Race and listen to all that bullshit? Shit, you must think I'm a damn fool.
Got a big motor. That's a small motor.
How do you know? Listen to your man. Your man telling you don't even worry about what we got.
Hey, man, nobody worry about what they got. If they're from down the road, man, we want them.
So, what would be a fair race to you? Obviously, you got two carburetors. You got plenty of head motor. You back half, but you... Well, what's
the back half, too.
Yeah, back half with a small motor. What's a fair race?
I would say the back cut.
Nah. Nah, you can't get a man. You can't get a car like that to back tie.
What you
mean? You going to clear them, too?
In Wheelie Paul. In a big block. So I got to fight all that.
Yeah, so but you're running Troy head up. Troy bigger than us, too.
You said what else?
So you running Troy head up.
See, me and Troy just doing some shit. We just trying some shit.
Okay, well,
let us just try some shit.
Hey, Chris, they TV cameras, man. That's what they're doing. They ain't racing.
Hey, Joe, how are you going to say when that man's on the ring?
You got Cass's own Grudge Racer with some damn purpose built back half calls. And then you got motherfuckers telling them with promo calls that we need break. No, we ain't taking a break. But then you want me to take an old school ass car that's heavy and give your fucking car, because you got a conviction ahead, which them bitches they run to if you build them right, the fucking break. Get real. Not this life, nor the next.
And you got big cars at Wheelie Paul.
So, the funny part is that I'll still get some of your money because I'll beat up on some of your homeboys and get some of your damn money.
Yeah, I will. Right. Jump out there. You might get some of their money. I'll get somebody's money. Not us. That's for sure.
I know why, because you can get out there. That's why I get the nuts. I know the game. Motherfuckers sit back and talk shit, because they can sit back there and bet that. We ain't going to talk shit to nobody except somebody talks shit to us. We ain't going to do that. Tell them to take the plug off, run them head up, Ralph. I can't have them head up, Joe. It ain't nothing to chance. Tell them to take the bars off of Chris and run them head up.
Hell no, they cost money. They came to the car. You got a man over here ain't got no wheelie balls. You can take yours off and run him.
Yeah. Come on, man. You want to come up? They only want to run a small block head up.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Tingy's
on Troy now.
Man, Troy, Troy, I'm going to beat the hell out
of
me.
Yeah, but he would tell me anything.
Yeah, Troy, beat the hell out of me. I'm scared. I'm like dogs. I'm scared and nervous.
Yeah, well, that's good. Both of y'all probably scared and nervous.
Yeah, yeah, but I ain't got to drive. Oh. All right, guys, y'all have a great night. Chris, stick on that race, and we're going to get back together next week.
What you got now?
I say stick on that race, and we're going to get back together next week, because I want to come to Maryland.
We want you to come to Maryland.
Because I heard y'all got flowers and girls up
there. All right, gentlemen. I've just been added to golf that we have to...
Hey, how about the odd meal? How about the odd meal? Is he on? Is he on?
No, actually, Chris, the show was over. We 15 minutes over, actually. So they just sent me a message saying we got to go ahead and end the show.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You still want to run the orange and black car?
Huh?
You still want to run the Camaro?
Not if y'all made the changes. I can't run it like that, like I was going to run. Hey, Trigger, see, y'all think y'all got a goddamn fool, but I ain't no fool.
You going to do it again next Thursday? And be just the same, if not better. Again, I appreciate everybody calling in. And my closing remarks, I picked up 2 haters today, but I'm still looking for some more because my old one's starting to like them. Good night and good morning.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.